Now, since the center object of our course is about H2 and H infinity control, so we're going to talk about how to compute the H2 and H infinity norm in this chapter. So having defined all the H2 and H infinity functions, now we're going to compute the L2 and H infinity norm, H2 norm first. This is actually fairly easy to do. There are many ways of computing that. Some way is more convenient than other, depending on what tool you can use. For example, you can start with just the integration. Okay, you can use the standard integration formula, and we can by looking at this integration from minus infinity to positive infinity frequency, we can see that we can add a semicircle in the with the infinite radius, so that we can line integral on the imaginary surface to contour integral, let's say in a right half plane or left half plane, so whichever way you want it. Then of course, then that can be converted to compute the residues of the function. So this is the one way to compute it. Another way is by using the Pascal theorem. That is, remember, the two norm function, the two norm of a complex function actually is equal to the two norm of a time function. Now here, if we take a very special case, let's say take g as this function is a has a realization of ABC, it's a rational case, then we can compute the two norm very easily as a trace of a product of three matrices, where L0 and LC are the so-called controllability and observability Gramians. Now the way we can see that is by actually from the time domain integration. That is, the two norm the two norm of the time function actually can be written as some integrals involve the controllability Gramian and observability Gramians.